Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, your friend, Sanat Kumara, who comes amongst you this day. As you journey into your higher consciousness, passing through the radiant gateway of your temple, and finding yourself, as ever, within a most wondrous and powerful circle of light. Bring this to your awareness. It is your temple of the ascended heart. And so then we sense the presence of dearest Sananda and many others whom embody Christ consciousness. This comes strongly this day. You sense the presence it comes into your consciousness. As beautiful white light. That which has strength through purity, purity of spirit. That which speaks to us. In ways not tangible. So then this temple, as it were, is flooded with light, and all that this implies. And you are part of this, for there is no separation. And the light of you, and the light of your gathering, finds union with the greater light of Christ consciousness. Come into the feeling of this. Come into the joy of this. And now we elevate. And the movement of this presence comes into our awareness. So that we too begin to move. Coming into a joyful dance, so to speak. With this greater presence of light. It becomes intimate. And though you are gathered with many, it seems as though it is simply you and this presence. And as you continue within this movement, and as the intimacy weaves itself about you, it's as if you have known this presence for all time. It's as if you know this presence still. It is the essence of Sananda, and more than this, your consciousness opens, and a greater remembrance comes. It comes to your awareness. That you have held this stance before. And stood within this light of Christ consciousness. It was a time, so to speak, when you were in conversation when something passed between the two of you, when you listened, for this greater presence took you in hand. And guidance was given, and direction also. It was intimate and intimate still. And though the love between you was powerful and overwhelming, there was a sacredness to this union, to this moment, when the greater presence took you in hand . You understand there is no time. So then, through your remembrance, that which I speak of comes into your consciousness, and so then is actual. And so then is the moment that it occurs. Do you see? I have summoned the presence to you. You sense the movement. The light is all about you. It begins to take shape. It coalesces into the most astonishingly beautiful form of your choosing. As the presence of love in this particular vibration, comes to you. It is the moment, it is the same moment. And the light form before you are so absolutely enchanted with. For at the dawn of your soul's encounter with creation, this one stood. Stood beside you. And welcomed you into existence. For you are born of love, are you not? And the spectrum of Christ consciousness is simply love within creation. In embodiment. Now you are within this one moment. Where the presence returned to you. When your soul came into your perfection. And when your soul first moved its consciousness into human form. So then the presence came. It came to be with you. You, the human consciousness, prior to incarnating, firstly on Earth. Feel for the power of love is with us. And you are so overwhelmed. By how much love passes between you. by your recognition. Of that which is so beautifully sublime. Yet in service to you, and for this you are astonished that one so incredible a presence that embodies love in consciousness comes to you in service. To be uniquely with you. At this threshold. When you first came into human consciousness, you are so reassured there is an honoring of the threshold that you cross. There is an honoring that you undertake this journey. A journey that lasts. Many eons by human account, yet ultimately finds its completion. And you understood from this one the enormity of the journey. Many things pass between you, for you are being prepared and guided. For your life within illusion, breathe. And remember, through this greater presence, you understand. Divine blessing that is yours for this opportunity. You come into the sanctity of this opportunity. And the greater presence impresses upon you the sacredness of God's will in this regard. You feel this. For the greater presence does not speak, but rather moves through your consciousness in pulsating waves, which brings you understanding. For this one of Christ consciousness so loves, the God of ours, that to this one all that is divine creation is precious. And so then you feel the fullness of how precious then your journey shall be. Into humanness. And flowing from the light to you, is a wave of appreciation and a love so vast that you wonder how it may be contained within one presence. You are being reassured this one shall be beside you shall overlight you upon your journey as it does with every soul in human form. And with this reassurance, it is understood then that you will not falter, and you assure yourself that you shall never forget how much love you are held within while you walk the earth. and we whom are the ascended ones. So it is that we have this marvelous opportunity to help you release the forgetfulness that came upon you, through the separation that seems so real. And we are instruments that come to you as if you were in a dream to be awakened. And so find the brightest of days before you. The presence of love overlights you always. But cannot journey into your consciousness unless you are receptive. For that was the promise. That you find your independence, so that the journey can come into completion. For you, I say, these are end days, though do not take this literally, and it is not a prophecy, it is the end days. The forgetting, a receding of separation, the end days of smallness. In the first moment, held within the presence of Christ consciousness, in its purity. Much passed between you, and you were guided. Guidance not of words, unspeakably beautiful. For this presence translates from divinity, do you see? And brings into your consciousness this translation. This is high awareness, my friends, that which I speak of, the moment that occurred and occurs still. It is high awareness, and so then you are privileged. Comes not from I, but it is your soul's revelation and desire that you understand. I am servant. The greater presence goes into memory and fades from view to you, the human self. But I am with you, for the ascended realm is not far off. It is closer to the human realm than one would think. Or expect. For the bonds of service held tightly. I am your friend this day and all days to come, and I am Sanat Kumara, Adonai.